Ilochanos Amon Losanos Shabbos. Dayin. His courtesy in Shabbos of Natsov Lokol Bechala Taravam Mitzvahs. Now, the thing to analyze over here is that all the other 612 mitzvahs are all Nichlal and what it says, Nosan Lanu Esatorah, two entries later. Shabbos was taken out of the Klal of Torah, separated. All the other 612 mitzvahs, as big as they are, were all meant in one phrase, Nosan Lanu Esatorah. Shabbos was taken out of that Klal, and now we just take out a Klal, but also mentioned two steps earlier, right, before Kervanot Nei Har Sinai. So he wants to know why that is. Why Shabbos was Yotzei from the klal of the rest of the Tariq mitzvahs that the whoever wrote the Dayanu alludes to all them together with Nosolano Esatar. That's the question.
Is Shabbos given in Marur?
It was given in Marur, but it's not enough of a teretz because there's also Dinim and Kibbutz. You know, we got Korn Savya Paraduma. So that's his question he wants to address. Hiskir Shabbos liso b'fnei atzmo v'lo kolo b'chlal ha-terah v'ha-mitzvahs. It is not in part of the klal of Torah mitzvahs, which is in the one line of v'nasalanu esatarah. So the question is, why is that? She Shabbos u'shoko k'negi kol ha-Torah mitzvahs. So aside from the famous Chazal, that Shabbos is, you know, in itself equivalent to all Tariq mitzvahs, and that's why a person who's Mechal Shabbos b'faresi has a din of a goy, right? But aside from that, who Mare Malas Yisrael, it shows the Mile of Ami. So you see, made it important to put two fingers over here to point to the Chiddush, right? It seems so, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. Shei Ma'am Anivchor Elav Yisbarach Vu Mivchor Adam Anivchor B'tzal Kim. Shabbos shows, demonstrates the Mile of Am Yisrael, that Am Yisrael is the chosen nation, and they are the chosen of the whole human race, that only Am Yisrael has a true Tzelem Elokim. How so? So let's get the Yisod straight. Shabbos is not just another mitzvah that you do. Shabbos is a status symbol, and it reinforces our special status of being the chosen people, and of course, we could say this, just this is not going anywhere, just to show them. The master race. We are the master race. We are the real Tzelem Elokim. How so? That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of our special status, gave us the day that he rested from creating his world. And he goes on to explain a little bit of the parallels between Shabbos and the Metzius of the Jewish people. Right? Shabbos is the center of the whole creation. It is the middle point of everything that exists, that could be discerned in six distances. It means the six edges of the three dimensions. Everything's three dimensional. Every dimension has two edges. Right, left, up, down, in, out.
You got me by four. In, out, that's an interesting one.
In, out, up, down.
Up, down,
right, left.
Right, left, yeah, okay. In, out. You have a box, you have in, out.
Yeah,
okay.
A cube. In a cube, those are the six edges.
Mm-hmm.
So where does Shabbos fit in? So, and then this Yisod is already all over. It's in the Zohar already that the 6 days of creation were parallel to the six edges of the three dimensions. So where does Shabbos fit in? Answer is, it doesn't really fit in. It's the center. Now the center, you know, is not really on any side, because if it would be on a side, it wouldn't be the center. The center is really beyond space. How big is the center?
How big is the center? The middle of the center or the center?
Center, the real center.
It
doesn't even exist in physical reality, because it would have to take up space. They'd be able to divide it up between the different sides. So the center is like it's a concept. It's not physical. It's a concept.
Okay.
And that's what Shabbos is. It's a concept. Now we're going to explain the significance of kind. We're going to show also the Jewish people don't really have a physical existence. as he's going to show. Right? Right, so Shabbos is Nekuda, it's the midpoint, which doesn't really exist in physical reality. So it's a midpoint of anything that could be discerned to have six distances, meaning it's the six edges of the three dimensions. L'chein yom hashas mekayim kol ma shenivra b'yevav yemei hama'aseh. So now, but the center we believe, right, is the like the neshama, right, of whatever it is, you know, whatever object we're talking about. Like, you know, again, this is in their philosophy, right? They believe that everything comes out of the center. So the center is like that hidden source that holds and sustains the whole thing, but it's not a part of the thing. It's beyond the thing. Right, it's not a part, it's beyond, and it's what sustains it, and that's the relationship of Shabbos to the 6 days of the week, like the point center is to anything that has six edges, which is any three-dimensional object. And then he puts, again, another arrow, another finger, the kamo kain, so just like that's what Shabbos is, and that's why Shabbos is makora brocha, right? It's not part of the week, it's separate from the week, but it gives bracha to the whole week, like the center is not a part of the dimensions of something, but it's what gives the chayim to all the six edges. Okay. So also, kamo ken Yisrael, Am Yisrael, him merkaz kol abriya. We are the center of creation, in the same sense. Shebishulam nivra olam, because the whole world was created for us. Beracious, bishul Yisrael, should be gracious. Right. The kamo sheshabbos oyabashum briya v'apikinu mekayim kol. Now Shabbos, just like on it, Akash Gol did not create anything new. But yet it is the life source of all that God created. So it's not a day of creation, because God didn't create anything on Shabbos. But it is the life source of all creation. Right? Right, so also, right? Kamo kein, so also, Yisro elem shum mitzias ba'olam, Am Yisrael has no physical existence in this world. Right? Ki ein mazal klal Yisrael, from the different mazalot that there are, you know, in you know, of the months and of the weeks, there's nothing that really belongs to the Jewish people, right? The umas olam, everyone has its star, you know, that okay. Like the pasuk says, Hashachal Hashem Chaim Hashem apportioned the stars on it. So Rashi says on that pasuk, literally, the nations are literally under the stars. Mm-hmm. You know, Am Yisrael doesn't have mazal. We don't have mazal. And mazal, yeah, you know. No, which also means you have to. He's pointing out there's a duality here. That means if we would have to find ourselves a physical mainstay, we'd be dead, because there is not a single mazel that as it were is keneged Am Yisrael that we could say we have some type of kiyum bederach hateva. Okay. Now this, in his philosophy, of Isaac Hover's philosophy, he says this over and over again, that Am Yisrael does not have physical existence. And he always mentions, you know, when he talks about this at greater length, Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu by nature was sterile. Correct. As was Sarah. Right? And it was only Bederech Nes that they had Yitzchak. Not Bederech Ateva. Yeah. Which means our whole Metzius comes from Nisim. And he says, so also in every generation, we are like one sheep surrounded by 70 wolves. So this is a big yesod in his philosophy. Am Yisrael does not have physical existence. That we could say we get our koch from this mazel, or from we have this army, or what we have. You know, we don't have a kiyum bederach hateva. And yet the whole teva exists because of us. And that's how we're like Shabbos.
Okay.
Right. So also, Am Yisrael has no physical existence in this world. So just like Shabbos, nothing physical is created on Shabbos. Am Yisrael also has no physical existence in this world. But nonetheless, we are the ones that sustain the whole world. Mamish like Shabbos. And that's what the pasuk means. Osi beinu beinechem. Right, the Shabbos is a sign between me and you. Me to say that, you know, me and you, we have a special relationship. You are to me like the Shabbos. Right? L'chein item yom ha-Shabbos b'matan min ha-shamayim. And that's why, you know, we were given Shabbos as a matana from heaven. Ru ki Hashem asachem es ha-Shabbos. Right, as it says in Parshas Bo, look, Hashem gave you the Shabbos. Lo roshloach shu shiso shimikayim u'shvitas ha-Shabbos mikol Meleches Maaseh Loyem B'may Paras. Am Yisrael should not think for a second that if we keep Shabbos, we will be losing out on Parnassah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're not going to work. Shouldn't think that. Shein Adavar Kein, because that's not the case by Am Yisrael. Shisrom is on toilet mountain. Our whole sustenance comes from Lamala Minateva. You know, we shouldn't feel bad that we're missing out from work because Derech HaTeva doesn't work for us anyway. Derech HaTeva doesn't work for us anyway. Vadrabba, Yom HaShas Osim Brocha Choa Yomim. Right, just the opposite. Shabbos gives bracha to all the days. And also, we get bracha, we tap into the power of Shabbos by the fact that we don't go to work. And we just spend the day in Torah and Avaras Hashem with love. Right, now just like in the previous entry in Dayenu, he explained at greater length that that the big malo, we talk about hechilon wesamon. We don't say hechilon wesaslov. We don't mention in Dayenu the be'er. No, because we're mentioning things that give us higher madregas. Right, so just like in the entry had on mon that we got mon is lechem abirim, what angels eat. Because it changed us and put us on a higher spiritual level. That's also why, as a function, right on the heels of that, we say after HaKadosh gave us the man, he gave us the Shabbos. Even before Matan Torah, we had to get Shabbos. Because Shabbos draws us close to Am Yisrael. It shows that we have a special relationship with him. Right, that he made us the center of creation. And that's right, exactly. Shabbos, getting Shabbos in Mora helped make us the type of people that mitzvahs would work with. Right? If we wouldn't have had Shabbos, it wouldn't have put us in on a madrega of Lamala Minateva, and therefore mitzvahs would be lost on us. So he's saying that the Shabbos was a necessary step before Kirvan of Nehrasen, and that's why we got Amora. We got the other two mitzvahs there just to have, like Rashi says, some Torah to learn. But we had to get Shabbos as part of our spiritual evolution, right, to put us on the Madrega of Am Yisrael. And that type of nation that doesn't live B'derech HaTeva, that type of nation can get Torah. So in short, his yisod of yours that Shabbos is not one of the mitzvahs that you do. Shabbos is a status symbol of Am Yisrael's special matzav in reality, which is why we are the chosen people, which is why we got Torah. And that's why it's not bechlal the other mitzvahs. It was taken out of that klal and put even before Matan Torah because we had to get it in Mora to make us the type of people that could get the Torah.
How does the
mon
fit in over here?
Because that's the entry directly before, right?
In the Dayenu, which
he has an entry. You have it in front of you also. He says over there. The Yav's question: Why are you shtelling on the mon? What about the bear? What about the slav? Okay. What about the anani akovid? The Baal Dayenu is only interested in things that give us higher madregas, something that God just did for our benefit, stam kacha, right? That's all we're talking about after we get out of Mitzrayim. Uh-huh. All the next set of 10 after the first five, which talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, next set of 10 is madregas. Okay. And that's why we're not, the slav didn't, that was just given to us because we complained. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, didn't give us a higher madrega. What? Fine. So we're putting the mon because it put us on a higher madriga. And we're talking about Shabbos that put us in noch a higher madriga. Mm-hmm. Then Kirvon of Ne'er Sinai, like we learned last week in Ramchal, and then that we're talking about madriga. So not talking about all the nisim that there were in the desert. Mm-hmm. Our focus is on how Kosh Bu is. Right. Okay. Next entry. Okay. So now next page, but it's not the next page. It's a few in the Haggard. It's a few pages. We're going to do the entry called Bechol Dor Vador.
Okay.
That's right. Bechol Dor Vador Chayavdam Liosatz Okilu Yotzim Mitzrayim. So now it says the revised Haggard. Bala Taretz Shelo Yikshed. This whole entry in the Haggard is coming to answer a kasha. That a person shouldn't have a kasha. It's Tenach Bizman Shabbos Megish Hayakayim. Shazu Yisrael Bnei Chorim V'Yuchai Mekayim Mitzvah Pesach Matzah Mora Liz Kargov V'Yoshanu Aidei Yitzias Mitzrayim. Al Bizmana Golus Shisol B'Tachsa Shifus V'Ashiru Kain Kvarim Avonu Kibikedem Umanu Laski Yitzisrayim. This whole paragraph comes to answer the famous question that should bother any thinking person. Makes sense to celebrate Pesach Bizman that there's a Beis Hamikdash, you're not in Golus. if we're in Golis, so, mm-hmm. you know, we're back to where we started from, why do we celebrate Pesach? That's what this paragraph, he says, is coming to address. The B'chol Dor V'Dor, including when you're in Golis. L'zebo Baal HaGodo Leymar, and that's why the Baal HaGodo came to say, She'b'chol Dor V'Dor, Chayav Adam Liro Ses Atzo Kilu Yatz Yisrael. So on every is any day you have, you know, matzah mor munachin fanecha. And it says v'gadat bincha bayomu v'ozas Hashem li. Right? But say and it is a guy who may have never seen the Jewish people in a good situation in his lifetime.
Yeah.
And he's still supposed to say to his son, Bavorze Asa Hashem li. Right? Vatam. Well, now what's the reason? And that's what the, so the first pasuk is just kind of say how we know that this is true, that everyone has to view it as that it, as if it's his personal redemption. Bayomahu, every Pesach, Bavarzeh Ashar Shemli. But the reason wasn't stated why yet. That's the hemshech of the paragraph. That that's the reason why. And he goes on to explain. I'm still in Tzadik Tess, right? There's a big difference between Golos Mitzrayim and every other subsequent Golos that we have been in ever since. Sheinam elo leguf bilvad avolo nefesh. All other galuyot ever since Yitzias Mitzrayim were only subjugations of the body, but not subjugations of the soul. Ki kvar nitna Torah v'shmoyis b'chnei kraleinu v'anu shomrim terasu mitzasov b'chol eitzu v'chol zman. Shekmo shekasa lo shav zezaro. Because something irreversible happened. We got the Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu put his name upon us that we were identified as God's people, and that never goes away. That's irreversible, right? And we keep his mitzvahs, Torah mitzvahs, wherever we are, as the Pasuk says, kiloti shakach mipizo, you know, it will never be forgotten from the descendants of, you know, of Am Yisrael's Mekabel Torah. Va'ad Rabba, just the opposite. B'chol dor v'dor, mosif dor sogim ala Torah, you know, every generation, we add new chumras. We add new chumras, as he writes it, he says that's supposed to happen, it was meant to happen. We add new chumras, we have no one who's truly free except someone's Isaac Batar. Because the bottom line is that that's why we add new chumras in every generation. It's to make more siyogim against the Yetzirah, that the Yetzirah should never have control over us. So even though the goyim subjugate our body, but we don't let the Yetzirah control our soul. Right, and there's no tumah that show it on us. V'acheres hanafshi, it is the spiritual freedom. Shekaninu b'yitzias Mitzrayim, I think we acquired it with Yitzias Mitzrayim, but it was solidified with Matan Torah. Right, this is what the Mishnah says. That the writing is charus al tikre charut el cheirus. That means like this: that Yitzias Mitzrayim to Kabbalas Torah was a one long process. That's why it's linked by the Omer period, right? That the process started with Yitzias Mitzrayim and got concretized with Matan Torah. Which,
so in other words, before Mitzrayim,
the Yetzirah could have made toast out of us.
Before Matan Torah, we could be our goof and the Shama could be enslaved, and after Matan Torah, only our goof.
That's right.
And the Shama belongs to the Torah.
That's right. Okay. Correct. See, it's yes, sorry, made it possible for the Torah to have that effect on us, as per the 15 steps of the Dayenu, like we just learned.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Okay. So, v'zeu inyan mashitzvah liskoy tzayim beis paim b'chol yom shachzor. Now, this explains why there's a mitzvah year-round to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim by night, day and by night in the Kriya Shema. Shazon mekabim o machu shemayim v'kusa shirazo v'taraso u'mitzvoysov. L'chei maskir tzayim shigron al kozeh, because, you know, only through Yitzias Mitzrayim we could really accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yoke his kingdom. Because otherwise, we're Meshubba to the Yetzirah. We have two masters. And that's why Rav Soloveitchik, also in the Shurim Lezecha Abba Mori, says this daher and more in a brisker way, that, you know, why is it that, you know, Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of Kriya Shema? You know, okay. So he says it's because Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. It's Kabbalah's, Krishma's Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. Without, you know, Rabbi Soloveitchik writes this in a lumdish way, but it's mamish these words, in Shirum Lezecher Abba Mori, that there's no way you could be Makabo Malchus Shemayim without Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because before Yetzias Mitzrayim, we had at least one more master. It's called the Yetzar. Right.
So what you're basically saying is the basis and the theory for Barasi Yetzirah and Barasi Torah Tavla.
Right. But Torah wouldn't work on a goy. Let's say a goy. Okay. If a goy will learn. No. So you need Yetzias Mitzrayim and the whole process, all those dayenus that lead up to Matan Torah. Mm-hmm. And then you have the Tavlin. And then you could be sincere about accepting God as your one and only king, because you only work for him and you don't work for your Yetzirah. Okay. And you don't, right?
So
Yetzirah, this is part, and that's why Zechiras Yetzirah Shemayim is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, because you cannot be Makabel Ol Malchus Shemayim sincerely if not for Yetzirah Mitzrayim, because it liberated you from Yetzirah. Otherwise, you would have another master called the Yetzirah. Right? Lachay Maskir Yetzirah Shemayim, because that's why I have to mention Yetzirah Shemayim by Kriya Shema, because Yetzirah Mitzrayim made it possible to be Makabel Ol Malchus Shemayim B'Lev Shalem. Okay. Shetchila B'Yosef Yetzirah Shemayim B'Gulei Mitzrayim, because when we were Mitzrayim, we were mamash, you know, we were deep into the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. Because of Goy Mikarev Goy, we've taken out a nation from within a nation. We were swallowed up within Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu extricated us. Goy Mikarev Goy. And you have to understand that we in Mitzrayim, we had absolute servitude to Mitzrayim. Because we were meshubed not just to Paro to build pyramids. We were also meshubed to the Sitra Achra. We were under the control of the Sitra Achra. Right. Umeoz Yitzias Mitzrayim Kanino Acheres Hamuchletet Limshol B'Chol Abriya B'Shamayim Uvarz B'Chol Tzvat Mala. But Yitzias Mitzrayim, we acquired spiritual freedom, which also put us, and this you have to shtel this to the previous entry we just did, that we are now Lamala Minateva, like Shabbos, and we not only we're not under the Sitracher, we're not even under the Teva. Okay. We are even lamala min atevo, you know, and we control the teva. Mm-hmm. Like Shabbos is above the week and gives the bracha to the week. You know, that's mamish the power of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that it was a change not just in geopolitical situation. It was a change in our madrega, permanent change in our madrega, and we are permanently on this high madrega, mm-hmm. whether our bodies are enslaved or not. Right? Right, the Kamosh Kazak said, Tzadik Moshe Yiras Okim, the Tzadik rules with his Yiras Shemayim. V'yotzanu gamkim mitachas hanogas hatev ashkosu yisparach ha-protis. So we didn't just get out of Sitrachra. We are also outside of the anhog of Teva, to be under a special hashkosu ha-protis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ena Teva Moshe banu klal. And the Teva does not, you know, reign over us whatsoever. That's the famous thing. Talk about the sociological wonder of Jewish survival, why the Jew hasn't vanished yet. Right, you know, it's just no. Every society has, you know, every society has risen and fell and assimilated, and we don't, because our kiyum is not b'derech hateva. It does not.
Chaim Volozhin made a sitter. Somebody made a sitter, and that was no. Rabbi Yaakov Emden.
Right.
The beginning of his sitter.
Right.
Says that the nace that we're still around, and that was Yaakov Emden from so many hundred years ago.
Right.
It's bigger than Kriyas Yamsif.
Right. Because we're not derech hateva, we have no kiyum like we learned before, and it seems like put us in this situation that we're lamala min hateva, right? Okay, so now you can understand the end of the pasuk. It says, you know, just referring up to the Haggadah, in order to give us the country that he swore to our forefathers. What does that have to do with anything? That's why the Tachas of Yisrael was for the purpose of entering Eretz Yisrael. Why? As the Pasuk says, first of all, El Eretz Zavaskal Zavar, I take you out of the oppression of Egypt to the Eretz Zavaskal Zavar. Siv Gam Kain. Right, and we have other psukim. It's like it's all over the Chumash. And I'm going to bring you to, you know, to the land I promised your forefathers. You know, why? What does one have to do with the other? Ki Eretzol Nivdas Mikar Ratzos, because Eretzol also is different from all the other nations, all the other countries. The Osim Ushkech Mito Yisbarach Levad, all the other countries have a ministering angel. And therefore, that's why Derech HaTeva works in the other countries. In Israel, Derech HaTeva doesn't work. Never. Yeah, as you know. Anyway,
that's for sure.
Derech HaTeva does not work in Eretz Yisrael. Never did and never will. Right? Right? Eretz Asher Elkecha Tomid. It is land that the eyes of Hashem is seeking constantly. I mean, it's directly under HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not under the Malachim. And since it's not under the Malachim, that's why it's not under Teva. Right. Right. Possible. Right. That's why I say, in order to bring us to Eretz Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Am Yisrael not to live B'derech HaTeva. Right. And that's why to make that a permanent fixture, right, that's why he took us to Eretz Yisrael, which does not run B'derech HaTeva either. That's where we're meant to be. Now, when we're in Golos, we're like caught between the chairs. You know, we're not sitting on the Lamala Mitzeva chair, and we're not sitting totally on the Derech HaTeva chair. We're caught between the chairs. He has an entry on that also, that our situation in Golos is that Kashul has to Nisim Nistorim, hidden miracles. Mm-hmm. In Eretz, so we can have revealed miracles. You know, okay. So, but we're in Golos, so he has to be Mitlabesh. He has to guise it in Derech HaTeva when we're in Golos, you know, because we're Nishtahin and Nishtaher. It's the part of the tragedy of Golos. So the main yesod over here is that the spiritual redemption of Mitzrayim is permanent. Even though the physical subjugation was reversed, and we have been in Golos now 2,000 years as opposed to the 210, and we have also, and I have it on good authority from Rabbanim that lived through the Holocaust that, you know, said that the Holocaust was the worst. Mitzrayim was not as bad as the Holocaust. You know, it was longer, but it was not that type of oppression, that type of inhumane treatment, that type of extermination. You know, he writes that the Piasetzer, the Chovas HaTalmidim, in his Eish Kodesh, the things that he wrote in the Warsaw Ghetto that they unearthed, he said, I went through all the Midrashim, and never as Am Yisrael went through what we're going through now, and the Chachamim and Nevi'im couldn't even see it. That's what he writes. But, okay, you know, so the physical subjugation, don't get me wrong, Mitzrayim sucked. I mean, I'm not saying Mitzrayim was tolerable.
They had them working, day and night.
Yeah, okay, but, you know, this type of thing, you know, it's, I'm saying, they're
the firstborn, they killed the firstborns.
You know.
But it wasn't a mass.
Mass extermination. It wasn't as demeaning. At least they're doing constructive work. Listen, you know, but look, I'm not coming to in any way whitewash Mitzrayim, but one can easily argue that the physical setback, right? Yeah, the physical setback is, you know, the situation's been reversed, right? What hasn't been reversed is our spiritual position in reality has never changed ever since it's Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's why b'chol dor v'dor chayadom lios atzmo. You have to appreciate the fact that we're Am Yisrael and we have this unique position in reality of God's chosen and being l'malam min ha-teva and having Torah. That's the aspect of Yitzias Mitzrayim that never got reversed.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Ramchal writes. That's the red line that God will never cross. As bad as we sin, He'll never cross the Yitzias Mitzrayim line. And as a function of that, says the Ramchal, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never going to repossess the Torah. Because Yitzias Mitzrayim put us on a permanent level of being worthy that, you know, the Torah can't be taken away from us. Mm-hmm. You know, then, you know, if God abandoned us, He should also repossess the Torah. He's, right, He's not repossessing the Torah, and because He's not repossessing the Torah, He's also not abandoning us. And that Yitzias Mitzrayim set that red line that God will never cross, no matter how bad we sin.
That's
the Cheirus that we celebrate B'chol Dor V'Dor. That's what it means. That's what it means. If HaKadosh would have not, earlier Nagoda, if HaKadosh would have not taken us out of Mitzrayim, we would have still been Meshubet to Paro. I'm sure he says it over there, right? The same Yesod, right? It means like this. Of course, everyone asked the Kasha. You know, what happened? The Egyptian civilization fell. So we would have gone free. Anyway. Yeah. So, no. But without the Oisis and the Moifsim and all the fanfare, right, that God did, right, we would have been free, but we've still been on our low madrega, Meshubet to the Yetzer Hara.
Okay.
That's what it means. If Hakadosh Ilu Lo Tzi Hakadosh Baruch Hu, with all the fanfare and all the miracles, I say Anu Baner Meshubadim Ayin Le Par Mitzrayim would still be Meshubat to Par Mitzrayim. Par Mitzrayim being representing the Sitra Achra.
Mm-hmm.
We would still been Bemeita. We would still been spiritually constrained. Paro Miloshen Oref, you know, back of the head. We have no ability to face God. We would have been, remained Am Kshe Oref, you know, with no ability turning, you know, we would not been able to face HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means, that, you know, we would have been Meshuv, Paro Mitzrayim being a concept, a spiritual concept. And that's why, you know, we needed, and that's also what explains why you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechvodo Ba'atzmo had to come into Mitzrayim. All, he says this also, I mean, all these concepts are interconnected, because Yetzias Mitzrayim was not just liberty. It was realigning reality that we were on the lowest level and we were being put now in the highest level on the totem pole of reality. It was a reality changer, and that's why it had to be God Himself. That's why if we would have been liberated by Paro without God, we would still have been meshubit to Paro. We would have still been meshubit, or if Egyptian civilization would have fallen, we still would have been meshubit in a sense that our spiritual situation would not have been any better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we celebrate, that the fact that our spiritual situation has been permanently and irreversibly changed. And that's the freedom. That's the freedom that we have.
I hear. Good.
Okay, one more piece.
Okay.
This is one more piece, the Fikach. The same page, and then it goes on to the next page. Good. Now, the obvious problem in the Fikach is that there's a lot of redundancy, in which he wants to explain. It says... He wants to explain that how nothing there is redundant, right? Now that's the point of this piece. Okay, the fika chanon chayvim lotus, right? Achas shibar gamanu shegam anu af shanachtu mishubar gam atay sanu agula shlema. Now after we explained in the piece before that we, even though we are physically subjugated to the goyim bizman hazeh, but we at least had but we still had a complete gula of the soul and of our madrega. L'chein gam anach chayvim lahil v'ashev achol yisporach. Right?
You know, to say this one outside, I got to leave in 5 minutes. So.
Okay, fine. So the. What he does is like as the Mepharshim say, he now divides it up first of all into the Keneged Tzach Adash Ba'achav. He says like this, the whole thing, the Makkas, from the time the Makkas started until we actually went out of Mitzrayim, 14 months passed. It started in Shvat a year earlier, and it took like 14 months till we went out. It was a process.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, because there's a reason for the process. The first three was, that immediately after the Makkas set in, right, Paro stopped the Avoda. And, right, so the actually the physical, subjugation, we didn't have to go to work after Makkas down. But we know that the first three all belong to the same set. Those first three were to liberate us from the physical servitude and also basic payback to Paro for having enslaved us.
Okay.
That's the function of the first three, the Dam Tzoreh Kinim, right? And Keneged that is Hotzianu Me'avdus L'Chirus, the first entry, because the Shibud stopped immediately when the Makkas began. We didn't have to go to work from that. Okay. Now, but then there's the second set of Adash, right? What's their function? Right? That to show that, all right, I'm beating up on you, not as payback for you to the Jewish people, but now to show you that the Jewish people are my chosen people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? To show that, I'm so special. So that they're going to be my chosen. And, as opposed to you guys, you are not my chosen. So it's connected to Mile of Yisrael. Right, and that of course is the greatest simcha that we have. The greatest if duas Hashem v'simcha, the simcha of that we are chosen to serve God. So that's the second entry, miyagon l'simcha, from agony simcha, the simcha of simcha shel mitzvah, that we're the ones chosen to serve God. Okay, but now comes the third set of the makas, bar arba choshech makas b'choros. Right, and that's all to show God was, as he writes before in the psukim, he's showing off. Right, haros chas kochi leman saper shmi. Now, amongst the things that he's showing off is that he shows that he juggles opposites. Right, like Borat was, the fire and water came down, the fire and the ice came down together. right? To show like this, you know, even the bad is for the good. I could juggle up, you know, so, okay. The records are called Kol Ma'adav and Mishamaya Litav, right? So why do you do bad things? You know, so no, the bad is not a contradiction. It's also for the sake of the good, right? Because for Am Yisrael, not for the goyim, that we get beaten up in this world so we could have...
We don't understand.
No, no, not we don't understand, because we can have good Olam Haba. And he brings an entry from the Gemara in Kiddushin, that the Gemara brings a cryptic brisa, whoever has more Averos than mitzvahs, right? They give him, they give him good times. Anyone has more mitzvahs than Averos, they give him bad times. So Abaye answers and says that this cryptic brisa is talking about, right, in this world, the guy who's more Avera than mitzvah, they give him a good time to give him the schar of his mitzvahs here, and then he has no Olam Haba. So he actually lost out by that. We have a hard time in this world for the sake of having a complete Olam Haba, because we got cleaned up and paid back here. So Akashu shows that which, you know, the bad is also for the sake of the good, right? To give Am Yisrael kapara. Right, but that's only for Am Yisrael. So that means the goyim have it good because he's giving it to them bad. Right, Am Yisrael has it bad because he's giving it to them for good. Right, and that's me'evel liyom tov, that we realize that our hard times are there to facilitate the good times by Am Yisrael. Of course, right? Okay, but then all that is now. But then there was that we got the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, right? Like Rashi says, you know, we had to get the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, you know, that's the inyan of Shabbos HaGadol. We had to get Mishku Kru, right? And we had to get the Korban Pesach because we didn't have yet any schus to be redeemed, right? Because we had to, we had to become spiritually better, right? Then the goyim, we had to, so to make us spiritually better, that's why we got the mitzvahs of Korban Pesach. You know, the whole Seder of, you know, Mishkul Ku and Korban Pesach. So that's called Umeafela Leor Godol. We're not for dark, spiritual, now we're in light. Because everything talking about that the Jewish people, I'm going to do great things with them and for them, but we were still not any better. We're still in spiritual sets. And when we got the mitzvahs of Korban Pesach, that's Umeafela Leor Godol, right? But then finally, you know, we had to be in Mitzrayim for 210 years, not a moment less. And we dealt with this last time, you know, whether especially like the Shita, that was the full payback because it started from Yitzhak. So we had to do the full payback, you know, and to be, so our Shibud did not end one moment early, right? It ended exactly at Chatzos, right? And that's when Paro said, Hare atem b'rishus atzmachem. Like we learned last week, our Paro announced, you are now liberated. Right, and that's why it ends off the final entry as Umishibud Legula. Because even though it's not talking about the physical enslavement, that stopped already by the first Makkah. Yeah. But we're still in Golus. We weren't allowed to leave the Rishus of Paro one moment early. Right? And that we got after Korban Pesach, right? Now we're worthy, and then also the time came. And that's Umishibud Legula. That's when the Golus actually ended. Because even though for all the madregas that we're talking about, we're still in Mitzrayim and Golus. The Golus, and that's why with the final entry, Umishibud Legula. Right? Because the Shibud only entered, you know, at Chatzos, when a power said, Arayat Tem B'Shus Atzmechem. And then, Ozmaf of Shira Chadasha, right? That's why we have to now praise God, that was the finality of the process. So there's not a single extra word in that Lefikach. It explains the whole evolution. I mean, from Makas Dam until Chatzos Laila, when a parsha said, Hare Atem Brishus Atzmechem. And every word over here refers to another step of the process.
Okay, excellent.
I guess next week, Chol HaMoed, we will not be...
Chol HaMoed for sure not. The week after, I for sure can't.
Okay.
So we're off for a couple of weeks.
Okay. You going away?
I'm not.
No.